ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a pause, the EPA says waste removal from this month's Ohio toxic train derailment is set to resume tomorrow.
We have identified EPA certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments.
That is Administrator Deborah Shore. It comes after communities in Texas and Michigan earlier said they didn't know that toxic soil and water was being shipped to their towns. Two people killed, three others hurt in a shooting at a memorial service in St. Paul, Minnesota Saturday. Authorities have not made arrests, but they do say they do not believe the shootings were random. Commemorations in Lower Manhattan today marking 30 years since the deadly 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. That was 8 years before the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers. Tuesday, the Supreme Court to consider Republican challenges to the president's student loan debt relief program. Nearly 60 bodies found after a migrant boat smashed into the rocks off southern Italy. This is ABC News. The International Space Station will get swabbed. Liftoff of the latest SpaceX rocket with four astronauts is set for the wee hours of the morning from Cape Canaveral.
One of the objectives of SpaceX's Crew 6 Dragon Endeavour mission is to get samples from the exterior of the space station. The goal is to examine whether microbes or even human DNA has accumulated there. NASA astronaut Steve Bowen commands the mission.
My crew is just so capable and such great people to work with.
It's one of three launches from SpaceX planned for Monday, with two groups of Starlink satellites scheduled to blast off later in the day. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Nearly 30 million Americans bracing for a significant cut in their monthly food stamp benefits after nearly 3 years of the federal government ending the pandemic-era payments for low-income families on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. 18 states have already ended the extra SNAP payments. The rest of the country will do so on March 1st. Dave Packer, ABC News.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is a double dip of work to kick off the Saturday night here. Ignition, that's their latest one. Crunch. Rocker, is there a better way to kick off Max Inc. Radio with a 10-minute song from work?
Wow. You know, that was an amazing song. I was sitting back listening, and I was like, wow, this is really good, Jimmy.
I hope you're all doing well. I'm Jimmy. That is Rocker. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Hello. Happy to have you along. You know, Rocker, I was driving around doing my cast today, listening to Mad Radio 92.7 here in Madison, and I'm just amazed by the Saturday lineup here on Civic Media. I mean, yeah. It is rocking. I mean, starting at like 11 o'clock with Dame by Local with Jason Hafeman. Love hearing about the local businesses here in Madison. That's pretty cool. And then what's happening? Oh, the Cripes cast with Charlie Behrens. Dude, have you listened?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I've loved Charlie for a long time.
Yeah.
And listened to him, and he's a hoot, right?
We played his music here on Max Inc. Radio too, man.
Hey, Jimmy, say hello to his mom for me, will you?
Hello, mom. How you doing? Well, say hello to your mom too. Hello, Mama Rocker. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Yeah, man, it makes Gilbert me hungry Brown. For a Gilbert burger.
Yeah, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. They're a hoot, dude. Oh, they're great. They were talking about the Gravedigger's family today. His mom, his brothers. Great stories.
I saw that he was getting his thigh cast, and they were going to make a cast of his leg. It's like giant.
Yeah, it's bigger than you, dude. It's bigger than your hand.
Yeah, you can like fit a whole like week's worth of groceries in just his leg.
Civicmedia.us if you want more information on the schedule and shows in your market, because we are statewide. Rocker, we got a great show for the people here on Max Inc. Radio tonight, man. Tell us about it.
Jimmy, we do. Around just after 6:30, we have Job Boogie coming in. He is the founder and singer and bassist of Natty Nation. He has a new album coming out, and we'll hear all about that. Rock Onsen, Dennis Graham. We'll be talking to Dennis. He'll be on the phone telling us about the Rock Onsen band application is going to be starting up March 1st and how to enter your band in that and what you can win. Lincoln Barr, 8:30, is going to be talking with Terry Barr. Of course, Terry Barr is down on the beach somewhere in Florida right now, but she was able to catch Lincoln Barr, and we'll hear that interview coming up soon. Devil's Lair, Adem Tesfaye, he's going to be right here live. We had him in here about a year ago. It was a treat. He has a new EP coming out very soon,
dude,
and he'll be playing
music.
Some songs.
His new music is awesome.
Oh, man, and he's got some great shows coming up, so we'll hear all about that. Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K. and Rocker, that's coming up 10 p.m., and we'll be interviewing Fall to Rise, Betsy Rise, Betty. At a little after 10:30, and, of course, Essential, Last Crack at 11.
This band has a show March 10th, that's a Friday, at the Red Rooster. And if you like to dance, you should go. It's Rare Element. It's called Speedball. This is a live recorded song off the soundboard somewhere. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. We'll be right back. Backseat Radio, we are local music. Rare Element, you can see them at the Red Rooster on Friday, March 10th. Get your dancing shoes on because they bring the horns big time. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on a Saturday night for Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Terry Barr is off. She'll be back soon, though. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations here in Madison. Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Get your hand-blowing glass accessories right now at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also, a brand new sponsor here to Max Inc. Radio, the Aaron Weber Group, Realty Group here in Madison. The most trusted name in real estate, MoveToMadison.com. If you want to check them out, MoveToMadison.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a pause, the EPA says waste removal from this month's Ohio toxic train derailment is set to resume tomorrow.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments.
That is Administrator Deborah Shore. It comes after communities in Texas and Michigan earlier said they didn't know that toxic soil and water was being shipped to their towns. Two people killed, three others hurt in a shooting at a memorial service in St. Paul, Minnesota Saturday. Authorities have not made arrests, but they do say they do not believe the shootings were random. Commemorations in Lower Manhattan today marking 30 years since the deadly 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center. That was 8 years before the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers. Tuesday, the Supreme Court to consider Republican challenges to the president's student loan debt relief program. Nearly 60 bodies found after a migrant boat smashed into the rocks off southern Italy. This is ABC News.
Hey, sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats. Okay.
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ja Boogie from Natty Nation has a brand new solo album out. It's called Spiritual Work. We're going to have a talk with Ja in just a couple of minutes. Right now, a brand new song, Rendezvous. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. So that's
Sync Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Ja Boogie there from a brand new album called Spiritual Work. Hey, don't forget to check out the Max Sync Radio page at civicmedia.us. Get the podcast from all the previous shows, the live and the double layers performances is all there. Max Sync Radio page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy Ja Boogie is the bassist, singer, and founder of legendary Mad City reggae artist Natty Nation, and Ja Boogie is releasing a new album, Spiritual Work, along with his friend Captain Dave of Dub Foundation on Saturday, March 4th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Ja Boogie is in the studio to tell us about the new album and release show this weekend. Ja Boogie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome. I love the new music.
Thank you.
It sounds so good.
Thank you so much. Refreshing.
Yeah.
Ja Boogie, you've been jamming the reggae vibe in your band Natty Nation since the mid-90s. Tell us a little background on yourself and about your musical journey.
Well, we started Natty in 95. Had many different members through the years. You know, we had a Jamaican, J-Max.
Oh, yeah.
In the band. He passed in 2001. Mm. We had Pete on drums. We had Paulie on drums. We had a cup of tea, guitar. We had Fuzzy, who's another guitar player. We didn't have a keyboard player yet until Aaron Conkle came along in 2002. And
even Bradley Fish for a small bit.
Actually, I was talking to Johan, and we were talking about that yesterday, actually, how, you know, because we play, what were we talking about? We were talking about Weedstock.
Oh, Weedstock. I remember Weedstock.
Yeah, like 95, 96, 97, around in there. So we've been around the area for, I don't know, 25, you know, quite a few years. And I always wanted to have a reggae band. We came out of another band called Arawak Jah, myself, Pete, and Steve, Cup of Tea. And then we created Natty in 95, roundabout. And we've been going ever since.
I can't remember, mid-90s or so, a bunch of us went to Weedstock at some farm out in Mount Horeb.
Mm.
It rained all weekend long, and everybody got stuck in the mud.
Yep.
And in order to get out, you had to get on the chain gang to pull people out and wait your turn to get pulled out.
Yep.
It was horrible. That. But the music was fun. And
yep. It was worth the time. Yeah, it was worth the time.
So does it blow you away, Ja, just how long Natty Nation has been around?
Yeah, man.
If you look at amazing. The body of work that you all have,
mm-hmm.
the amount of shows, the amount of crowds, the amount of people dancing in the streets for you, it has to be so humbling.
It is. People knowing the songs. I mean, a lot of studio albums, a lot of live albums. It's a lot of songs. You know, the catalog is big through the years, and a lot of people knew those songs. I mean, there's people that are like of age now that were like, yeah, I was 7 years old when. Just dating me. I was like, man, I'm old. Like my mom used to bring me to the show. I was like 7. I'm like, what?
Get out of here.
And they're like 30 now, you know? It's like, man, like, yeah, it's incredible.
You know,
yeah.
There's a really rare CD, if you can find it, on Natty Nation. It was from one of the old Bomblastica shows that Natty played way back in the early 2000s, and it was called Boomblastica.
Yes. What was that, 2001? Or was that 2000?
Close. I know it was very early. J-Max was on that
He was
recording.
On that one. Okay, yep. So that was probably 99 in area, 99, 2000.
Yeah, 2000.
Yep.
Wow. Long time ago.
Boomblastica.
Boomblastica. Yes, but hey, tell us now, what inspired you to create your create music under your own name?
Well, actually... Kevin Kinsella, I always looked up to him. He was with John Brown's Body, who I met. Mm, they're out of Ithaca, New York, you know, area. And we met them in 97 when we went to New York for the first time. And, like, he branched off probably, like, man, he's been a solo artist for a minute. So I was inspired by him for sure. And just I was inspired by this music that Captain Smooth was, these instrumentals that he had. And he had just put them out, what was it, like almost winter of 21 or 22. And I started listening. And I was like, hey, I can write something to this. Because he was like, oh, I got the instrumentals up. All I need is a singer, some singers. I was like, I can sing on this. I like texted him. He's like, oh, yeah? Yeah. And then I didn't know it was going to be an album at the time. I just did a couple songs.
Yeah.
I did Miss Music and Raise Up off the album. And then all of a sudden, I just started listening to more of the instrumentals, and they just started talking to me. And I just started creating songs from the instrumentals. I was like, wait a minute. I can do a solo.
Wow.
My first solo record, you know. And I'm surprised it took me this long.
Well, tell us about the new album, Spiritual Works. It's out next Saturday, March 4th, mm-hmm. and downloadable at bandcamp.com.
Right now.
Right now. This is where I got my copy.
Mm-hmm.
As we wow. speak. Mm-hmm. So how many tracks are on the full album?
That's 9 tracks. And we are also a dub album's coming.
Okay.
A whole like dub album of these 9 will be coming soon after.
Wow.
So it's going to be, a lot of stuff. So that's 9 songs plus the dubs later.
Is it fun making a dub of your songs? Like you have the original amazing. Song and then make it a dub.
Yep. Yep. That's all Captain Smooth's job, you know. Yeah. He gets in there and just tinkers around.
He makes it smooth.
Makes it smooth, you know. So, this record, you know, it's close to my heart. You know, I started to just write, you know, songs from the rhythms that I was hearing. Things started to come to me. You know, I wrote the song Spiritual Work probably summertime, you know, just kind of, you know, get the gardening vibe, because I, you know, I have a garden and I talk about it in the song.
We got to talk tomatoes and peppers.
Yes.
I have a garden.
See? So
I have the big old north side backyard here. Mm-hmm. Half of, maybe three quarters of it is garden.
Nice.
He does have an amazing garden. I'll tell you.
That's close to my heart as well.
Tell us about Dub Foundation and how maybe this new project is different from Natty Nation.
Well, what makes it different is the horns, number one.
Yeah. Mm.
Full horn section. I've never played in a band with horns like that. I've been playing with all types of music through my life, punk and rock and everything. I've never played with horns.
Is it true?
There, you know.
Is it true once you play with horns, you never go back to play without horns?
Not really.
Oh.
Because it's, I mean, because both are two different animals. You know, the horns is another form of vocals coming in, you know, or some type of like background vocals or harmonies and stuff like that. So, you know, I must say, that's what's different is the horn section.
Mm.
Also, the background singers. I got my daughter. Mm. She's of age now. This is her first time in the music. And she's with her old man, you know.
So that's awesome.
I got her on the... She's one of my background singers, as well as Raquel Alleman. She's very, very talented. And that's what's the difference. The background singing of females and the horns. That's the number one different thing. It's a huge band. That's the other difference.
Raquel has some solo stuff that's out really good. I actually have a couple songs we play every once in a while here on the radio.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So it's just becoming kind of a musical family.
That's awesome.
Of sorts, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I was going to ask how was it working with your daughter on a recording?
It's incredible, because I'm just showing her the ropes with this whole thing. It's so new to her. And, you know, in a sense of her doing it. She's been watching me do it forever, of course. But for her to join in. And what's so interesting is that when she sings in a lower tone, she sounds so much like me that Dave was like, when he was mixing it, he was like, whoa. Like, wait a minute. Like, I can't tell you the difference between you sometimes, other than I know she's on that track and you're on that track. But the way our, you know, voices blend together is pretty amazing. You know, that family vibe. So the apple don't fall far from the tree, as they say. So when she sings in a lower register, she sounds a lot like me.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait for her own music one day. We'll have her right here on Max Inc. Radio.
There you go.
Tell us about your upcoming show at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Saturday, March 4th.
March 4th. Yes. So this is going to be the release party. Raquel's band is going to open for that.
What's the name of that band?
Alleman. Like her last name. Yeah. And it's just going to be... Hopefully, like I said, family situation. So she's going to rock. We got Barris is the singer for the Foundation, Jamaican brother. And he's going to do a partial set. And then I'm going to end it off. And then there's DJ Kayla Cush in between.
Ooh.
So it's going to be great.
Shout out to Kayla.
Yep. Big shout out. You know, she was we were on her radio program last weekend. Dave did some live dubs.
Nice.
Yeah, Dave is amazing. He's an amazing musician, and he's been doing sound for Natty for many years too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a family, you know, family affair. We've done a lot of stuff together.
That's right. When Natty played here in the Devil's Lair, he was doing sound.
That's right.
You know, Kayla can sing too. She's a great DJ, but she can sing.
See, so we may have to get her to join in on the vocals as well. You know, because I love having those female vocals in there. You can't replace them, you know. They're just their own thing. So when you have them, it's just like it adds so much textures. You know, that's what I love about this record too. Is there's so many textures of vocals along with me. It just makes it sound like a choir. The choruses are huge. The way Dave mixed it, and you know, it was probably quite the feat for him, because so much stuff coming at him, like horn section. I'm singing four different parts. My daughter's singing two, three different parts. Raquel's singing two, three different parts, three, four, no matter, you know, depending on the song. So that's a lot of tracks coming at you. So he had to figure out what's going to go where, because you're competing with horns. Vocals competing with horns. So he had to do probably a lot of panning and, okay, we're going to have him over there, her, you know.
Wow.
So you have to listen to this with headphones.
Now, Jive Boogie, you're also going to be down in Chicago at the Wild Hare and Singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary on March 25th. The Wild Hare and Singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary. What is that?
And you have 20 seconds.
It's crazy. I mean, it's a the Wild Hare is a tradition down in Chicago. They were at a different, they were in Wrigleyville. Now they're in a different hood, and I don't remember where it's at. But they've been, that's been going on for years. I think like a couple decades.
Where do we find more information about you online?
You can go to, I think it's jawboogie.org.
And get that free download, or not free, but it is a download on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the artist. And it's super easy. But the songs are great, Ja.
Thank
congratulations.
You. Appreciate it. Appreciate
on another
it.
Chapter of your musical career.
Exactly.
It's exactly. Great. It's great. Let's hear some brand new music once again from Ja Boogie. The title track is called Spiritual Work. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Up in the dawning, meditation goes into the higher spaces. One, when I'm walking through my garden and I'm feeding on the nations, I do work. When I reason with the youth and making them aware of wickedness in high places. One, when I look into the crystal ball, staring at the ancestors' faces.
Ja Boogie and Spiritual Work on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Ja for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Still to come tonight, we got a double dip of Arsenal Hand to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, plus Dennis Graham from Rock Constant is going to step in. Adem Tesfaye later in the Devil's Lair. Right now, Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles, on Max Inc. Radio. Summer's the perfect season, so reason I feel anemic. Shackles under my creases, if you think it, you'll believe it. Actions are so misleading, my mattress is tippopedic, metaphorically speaking. Life's a movie, you dip it, said we so far from the sea. Living to the fullest, my Bible, I'm scheming through it. Painting pictures of the scripture, interpret the vision dimming. So I dumb it down a little for those who stuck in the middle. Still, I challenge my mental, hate to sound like a riddle. No, they only judge flaws, I only answer to God. Second guess at my obsession till I see Nicki Minaj. I ain't choosing, I'm chosen. Nothing new till you notice. You call me gay like I ain't go to steal. Guess the rock wasn't enough, they wrote the overkill. Still I rise, you either live or die. It's like they trying to fight it, this fight is being united, we won. See, I declare war, we won. Nigga, I'm just a criminal, intentionally biblical. Heart is rushing into it, every sin, repenting it. This is me, is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the flaws, and all. See, you question my relation. I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate. Ever recite a Bible and wonder like, well, what I do? Idols become your rival. You part ways like the Nile River. Runneth over as you look over your shoulder. You see pain, you see pleasure. Rainy days, bad weather. Had to shed a few feathers. It was all for the better. Love them all, judge none. Live them like I'm getting young. Well, my mom's want a daughter and my pops want a son. But the way my life is set up, I haven't decided what. Well, I haven't, I did in an unstable crib. I'm real with myself, there's no room for a kid. No, really, who am I kidding? Pushing 30 to the limit and searching for me and Mrs. Need a woman, not women. My mama noticed the difference. What's the point of new beginnings? If I could predict the ending, they only care about winning. Winning. What? Like them losses ain't important. Scar, heart, no emotion. About to blow this bitch open. They trying to fight it. This fight is being united. We won. See, I declare war. We won. Nigga, I'm just a criminal. Intentionally biblical. Heart is rushing into it. Every sin, repenting it. This is me. Is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the flaws, and all. See, you question my relation. I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate. People will judge you in life, but who are they to judge? Me personally, I just want salvation. Living in a rainbow is just a subliminal message to the ear. You may think gay when you hear rainbow, but I'm living in a ruler state of mind. I'm a queen. We're building loyalty on our destination, limiting the proper novelty effectively.
Speak truth, it may cause us sting. Jamming like Teddy on that DJ sling. Rock winter, summer, and fall back to spring. Ready like heavy, we got our own thing. Diddly, diddly, D, give me space. Like, comma, breathe in, breathe out to the na-na. Until the end of
I got a dugout up at Jennings with the white claw. Nine out by, come one, come all. Grown folks now, I got the wherewithal. This bad moves in it for the long haul. Sing now, now, I ain't care what y'all like. Ooh, na, na, ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, na, ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, na, ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, na, ooh, na, na.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark.